Psalm 132, verses 13 through 16 this morning. And I'm going to read it and live. For the Lord has chosen Jerusalem. He has desired it for his home. This is my resting place forever. He said, I will live here, for this is the home I desired. I will bless this city and make it prosperous. I will satisfy its poor with food. I will clothe its priests with godliness. Its faithful servants will sing for joy. Now, when it talks about Jerusalem or Zion in the Bible, it's talking about his people. It's talking about you and me. Okay, so let's see what it says from, that was the New Living. Let's check it in King James. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He's chosen us, everybody. He chose us. He desired it for his habitation. He's desired us. He wants to live in us. Amen. This is my rest forever. Oh, my God. How could you say that about me? This is my rest forever, to be living in us? We're kind of messed up. How could that be a rest for the Lord? He says that I believe it. He says, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Yes, he desires each and every one of us. Amen. I will abundantly bless her with provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation. I have to go out and I have to work for it. And I have to drum it up. And I have to bring all the pieces together in the right order. And I get them mixed up. No, that isn't what it says. He says, he will clothe us with salvation. It's his salvation. He did it. He died on the cross. I don't have to. Amen. We need to get that deep, deep, deep into our heart. He did it. What's our job? To say thank you, Jesus. And receive it fully. Amen. And when we do, we live differently. You live in a strange way when you feel condemned before God. You're defensive. You're self-protective. You've got a shield up around you. No way. He did it. He clothed me with salvation. He gave it to me. It's a free gift. It cost him everything. It cost me just saying thank you and surrendering to his work and what he's done. And her saints shall shout aloud for joy. I kind of like the King James translation. Do you? Yeah, that's a good one. And we'll shout aloud. Yes, because we have all those things to shout for. He desires us. He wants us. He wants to live in us. He wants us to be happy, etc., etc., etc. And that makes me shout aloud for joy. Okay, and let's see what Peterson did with this verse, these verses. Yes, I, God, chose Zion, the place I wanted for my shrine. This will always be my home. This is what I want, and I'm here for good. God has come into us, and he wants to be there, and he wants to be there for all time. Amen. I'll shower blessings on the pilgrims who come here and give supper to those who arrive hungry. I'll dress my priests in salvation clothes. I like my new clothes. Amen. Just see yourself in those salvation clothes. They're better than anything you can get at Macy's or Ross or wherever you shop. Amen. Walmart. The holy people will sing their hearts out. Amen. We're holy people because he made us holy. Not because we're holy. He makes us holy, and we'll sing our hearts out about it. Amen? Let's stand and let's say it from Peterson's translation. Yes, I, God, chose Zion, the place I wanted for my shrine. This will always be my home. This is what I want. I'm here for good. I'll shower blessings on the pilgrims who come here and give supper to those who arrive hungry. I'll dress my priests in salvation clothes. The holy people will sing their hearts out.